time to, you know, take that hazard off the street, get rid of it, and move on.
The Haynesboro decides this week how much of the old school to level, and Skagway discusses permitting a sled dog demonstration off the Klondike Highway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more just ahead. Skagway Planning and Zoning Commission last month said yes to a second zip line and hiking tours on private property outside of town. The conditional use permit they authorized goes to Robert Murphy, who wants to build a center of 11 zip lines certified by the Professional Ropes Course Association on his Dyee property. The borough will decide this week whether to approve a second conditional use permit to Murphy, this one for operating a sled dog demonstration, grizzly bear viewing and educational facility, a restaurant and offices on the Klondike Highway beside Jewel Gardens. The Planning and Zoning Commission's September meeting is scheduled for an updated time of 7 p.m. on Thursday, September 9th, in Assembly Chambers. The public hearing was tabled at the last monthly meeting until people who own adjoining property could be notified of the meeting. Comments can be submitted in writing to the municipality of Skagway by noon Thursday or delivered live during the hearing. Public comments at last month's meeting regarding the second permit included a suggestion from an adjacent property owner. Dave Hunt said he'd like the applicant to consider a condition stipulating that the dogs be housed inside a building to control the noise of barking between the hours of 8 p.m. and 6 a.m., citing that he has a bunkhouse, a residence, and 8 government housing units that may be adversely affected. Murphy also chairs the Planning and Zoning Commission. Since the application was his, he turned the chair over to Vice Chair Matt Deitch for last month's discussion. When conditional use permits are approved, the applicant still must acquire building permits before constructing anything. Those would be reviewed by permitting official David Van Horn. Van Horn recently joined the borough, beginning his job in mid-August. He just spent his fourth summer in Skagway, finishing school in the winters. This will be his first winter in Skagway. The public hearing for the conditional use request regarding sled dog demonstration, grizzly bear viewing, and other facilities is Thursday, September 9th at 7 p.m. in Skagway Assembly Chambers. Months ago, the Haynesboro Assembly agreed that we probably need to bid farewell to the old Haynes School and maybe the gymnasium, too. The buildings have been decaying since they became impractical after the new school's completion. The old Haynes School and the old gym in Haynes are still standing, and this Thursday, the Assembly will decide how much of the old buildings to demolish. Brad Mader, Director of Public Facilities, explains.
Actually, the Haynes School demo project is removing both the primary school building, which is the short red one, and also removing the elementary building, which is the, you know, big building on 3rd and Main. And when we looked at, when the assembly approved moving forward on demoing those buildings, they wanted to, you know, retain the newer portion of the elementary building, which is the gym and the classrooms that are on 3rd Avenue and Main.
So the assembly will review a few options, one of them keeping the old gym and some of those attached classrooms.
You know, the option is, number one, to save that portion of the building and rebuild it, renovate it, or, you know, tear it down as part of the big demo project. So what we did was, with the demo project, I put in the demo of the gym and those classrooms as an alternate. So that the assembly would have one more opportunity to revisit that, whether they want to retain that part of the building or they want to go ahead and have it demoed.
The aging structures have been the topic in years of divisive discussions on whether or not the borough should keep all or part of the buildings, sell it, remodel it, or tear it all down.
Basically, the buildings have been sitting there empty for a long time. There's been a lot of vandalism in there. There's very little that's even salvageable in them, and I think it's just time to, you know, take that hazard off the street, get rid of it, and move on.
Before making a final decision to demolish the buildings, the borough looked into the cost of renovating the salvageable structures, bringing architects to town from Juneau to assess the project.
I'd had MRV Architects, which is Paul Volker's, you know, the company that's looking at the downtown planning. I had them go through the school in February and look at what it would take to renovate that building back to new condition. And new condition is a 50-year building, you know, life of building, and it also has modern heating systems, modern air exchange. You know, when you renovate a building, it has to be renovated to current, you know, building codes and standards. So it'd be just like a brand new building.
The price tag on a proper renovation on the gym and classrooms, which are the newest parts of the old school, would be around $2.5 million for construction alone, whether you ask MRV Architects or Dawson Construction, says Maynard. Design and administrative costs would probably add another $700,000 to the total. The meeting on Thursday night at Haines Assembly Chambers at 5 p.m. will determine whether the borough wants to demolish part of the elementary building and all of the primary building and leave the gymnasium and those classrooms for no more than $564,000, or they'll add demolishing the gym and classrooms into the contract with Dawson Construction for just over $100,000 extra.
They'll decide whether to just go with the base bid, which is demolish half of the elementary building, all of the primary building, but leave the gymnasium and those classrooms, or they will add demolishing the gym and those additional classrooms into the existing contract.
The decision would allow Dawson Construction to begin raising the area, work they'd like to complete before winter sets in.
Their intentions would be to move in there as quickly as possible if this is approved. So my conversation with Dawson was they probably have about 4 weeks of demolition, and then, you know, the company that will be actually doing the demolition of the buildings, they'll have to train them for, you know, hazmat and asbestos, you know, hazardous material handling. So, Dawson's schedule is fairly aggressive because they would like to be done with this project by the end of October. They don't really want to get into a situation where they're working in freezing weather when they're trying to demolish the building, because they have to keep all the materials wetted down while they're demolishing them. It's dust control for the project.
The borough's not considering retaining the school beyond the gymnasium and classrooms. The salvageable area at this point, though, is shut down, unheated, and unsafe to use. However, if the borough decides to keep the buildings intact, the possibilities are almost limitless.
I think the town is in agreement. They could always use more gyms because, you know, right now there's so many activities that are going on in the school gyms. They conflict with each other. They just love to have another gym. And the rooms themselves, I think that there's, you know, the contemplation of using them for, additional office space, maybe, looking at the condition of the building that preschool's in. Is there some way to make an adjustment to where, you know, they'll have a better facility? I mean, there's a lot of ideas going around town right now that are, you know, it would be a pretty interesting use of that space.
At Thursday's special meeting, the Haines Assembly will also consider approving $89,000 for an upgrade to the water treatment plant control system. Director of Public Facilities Brad Maynard says the current system is decades old and outdated.
Actually, what we're doing is I'm looking at adding some components to that project, and what we're looking at doing is we need to replace a control panel that's in the water treatment plant. I think the control panel is about 35 years old. You can't really readily get parts for it. It's the panel that actually controls the way the filters work in the water treatment plant.
The Lily Lake water line is being fully replaced this year. Maynard says the updates allow the different parts of the system to send information to each other. He says the more sophisticated control panel is what many other municipalities are already using.
I think you'll find in most places where they have, you know, several pumping stations and several tanks you're trying to keep full and maintain level and, you know, a lot of treatment, you want to have all those entities talk to each other so you're not in a situation where suddenly you're, you know, pumping one tank dry because your filters are in backwash. And so it definitely is an advantage. And I think the other thing it lets you do is it lets you manage your system, and you'll see, you know, reduction in power costs and operating costs by doing that.
The Haines-Borough Assembly special meeting is Thursday, September 9th at 5 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Haines was the hottest place in the state on Tuesday, an unlikely position to claim as yellow leaves are slowly conquering the green ones, but 70 degrees felt more like a return to summer, throwing the September average of 44 to 57 degrees into the wind. That range is more like what upper Lynners will see for the rest of the week. The record September high for Haines is 82 degrees, set September 4th, 1977. The record low for September in Haines was September 27th, 1983, at 24 degrees. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS Local News. Thanks for getting your news on KHNS. We're glad you're listening.